Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chappers, you know Manchester United people, don't you?
I know Manchester United people, yeah.
Hello, Manchester United people, if you're listening.
When you say people, what do you mean people?
I mean players.
You mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, question. Are you going to Rio Ferdinand's wedding?
Rio Ferdinand.
Are you going to his wedding?
No, I'm not going to Rio Ferdinand's
You probably are, though.
No, I'm not going to Rio Ferdinand's
You
wedding.
Know all the Manchester United stars.
I know the odd Manchester United player.
Do you know him?
No, I don't know Rio.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know of him, obviously, but, you know.
Okay, that's a shame, because I wouldn't need someone to have a word with him.
Why?
Have you seen what he's having at his wedding?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but the one that doesn't speak, who is a Liverpool fan, has just, when I said I knew the odd player, has now just written down which is the odd player, with odd in inverted. I'm not saying United players are odd, so no, the odd one or two. No, you know.
What I'm saying is, even if you don't know Rio personally, yeah, you know someone that could have a word.
My Chris Moyles knows Rio personally.
Right, okay, anyway, well, yeah, let's
so
get him,
get
to,
him
do
it. To have a word, yeah.
This is straight out of Footballers Wise, what he's having at his wedding.
Right.
Him and his lady are getting married, okay?
Cool.
And at the altar, you know when they say, right, who's got the rings? Instead of the best man stepping forward, do you know what's going to happen?
No, I've no idea.
There's a barn owl involved called Ollie.
A barn owl?
Which will swoop down to deliver the rings when Ferdinand marries his fiance.
Right.
And what will happen is they will carry the rings in a velvet pouch.
Right.
And Ollie the barn owl is going to be released at exactly the moment the handler says, do you have the rings?
The handler said, or the vicar?
The moment the registrar asks for the rings.
So does the registrar have to stand there with a lump of meat on his arm to try and attract it down? Well, or is that like a different kind of bird?
So
is that
a little velvet bag on Ollie's leg?
That's really sweet.
It's like off Harry Potter. Seriously, is that romantic?
As a United fan, all I can think of is it's really sweet that the owl is named after Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, who's a United legend. So
I think
that's quite a smooth way of doing it from Rio's point of view.
But that's not really what owls do, is it? Has this got disaster written all over it, if you ask me?
As an owl expert, why?
Well, what do they do if the owl doesn't come down? They'll have to shoot it, wouldn't they?
What, so it drops off its perch
and then they
can catch the ring?
They need to get the ring somehow, otherwise it's going to be there forever.
Well,
and it'll be pooing on people's heads.
maybe it could go really wrong. Maybe it's a very well trained owl.
I'm not sure I'd trust it on my wedding day. I know they
well,
say
when
it's
you
trained.
When you get married, let me know, and I will book an owl.
I don't want an owl
just for the hell of it.
I'd have someone stepping forward like in a traditional way.
No.
Oh, seriously, though, if you are going to Rio Ferdinand's wedding...
Would you have a traditional wedding? Would you have a traditional wedding?
If you are going, I know this is probably
quite... I never knew you were so traditional.
This is probably... not many of our listeners will be going to this, I would imagine. But if you are, do take a video camera, because there's some money to be made on you've been framed out of that, seriously. When the owl just doesn't come down. Come on, Ollie, come on. Podcast. I might have a parrot at my wedding. Also, parrot news, by the way. Becky's off today and tomorrow and Wednesday. So you remember Napoleon, the talking parrot? The one that goes, I'm going to fart.
He's the one that warns about farts, yeah?
Yep.
Right.
This show will be featuring Napoleon. Napoleon will be in the studio tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
All right?
We're not getting married, though, are we?
No, we're not doing a marriage. We're just going to have him on instead
of
Becky.
Check.
Obviously, we'll do Napoleon's Classifieds.
I'd like to make an effort.
Maybe Mr. T could deliver my ring in a tank. That's quite a good idea from somebody on the text.
Oh, dear.
And my favourite text...
does literally boggle.
My favourite text, we were talking about Ollie, this barn owl that's going to be at Rio's wedding and swoop down with the rings in a velvet bag.
I like it. I think it's nice.
Someone says, Oi, Mills, leave it. It's my owl. Hello, Radio 1.
Yeah, hi, Scott. It's Jamie in Rugby.
Hi, Jamie. How can I help?
I think it's a bit rude you're taking the mickey, mate, because I have an owl at my wedding and I'm not a footballer or famous.
Wow. What? So it delivered the rings, did it?
Well, sort of, yeah. It was kind of meant to swoop down to my best man's hand, but it sort of flew up to the top of the chapel first, hung around there for a bit, and then it came down and he kind of had to grab it quite roughly and try to do the knot.
How long was it up there for?
Oh, no, only a couple of minutes, but it certainly lightened the mood of the wedding.
Was your best man trained to deal with...
No, he's actually quite scared of birds. He was really nervous about it.
So did you do it more to laugh at your mate being scared of birds than for the romance?
I didn't have any idea it was happening. My father-in-law and him organised it between the two of them, so it was as much of a surprise to me as anybody.
That sounds really romantic.
It was brilliant. It was really good.
Were you picking feathers out of your suit and everything for days afterwards?
No. It wasn't a barn owl, because I think they're quite big. It was just like a little pygmy owl. It was only small.
Don't like flapping around and scaring the congregation, do you? That's really scary. Okay, I just think this could go wrong for Rio, do you know what I mean?
I think he'll be absolutely...
It's better that than an eagle, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yes.
Or a falcon.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott, it's Pete in Sussex.
Hello, Pete, how can I help?
I was just ringing because my girlfriend wants a dog to bring the rings down the aisle.
Oh, no.
Which I can see going very wrong.
She wants a dog to bring the rings?
Yes.
Why?
My sister got a dog about 6 months ago. It's a sweet little dog. And she's kind of suggested that she wants a dog to bring the rings down the aisle.
No.
Okay. What sort of dog?
I haven't agreed to it yet.
What sort of dog is it?
It's a Welsh Terrier.
Suggest an owl.
I might suggest an owl, yeah.
Yeah.
God. Okay, well, good luck with that.
Cheers, Scott.
Seriously, that's your worst nightmare.
Oh, that'd be, you know.
Can you imagine? You hate dogs.
I'd just run. I'd be out of there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Surprisingly, someone called Becky has been on the text saying that she wanted a badger to bring the rings at her wedding, and the mum said no. A badger? Seriously?
We're assuming that's a different Becky, are we?
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know.
How quick are badgers?
I've no idea. I've never seen one walk down the aisle, Jeff.
No, that's fair enough. Maybe it was a silly question, with hindsight. But I was just thinking that it might take a long time for a badger to walk down the aisle, that's all.
I've no idea. You're confusing me with the badger expert.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
You know, because, like, when people ask you to sponsor them for charity these days, a lot of times it's the things that they want to do anyway. Like, will you sponsor me, please, to go and visit some villages in Peru? Mm. Well, no, you're just going on holiday, aren't you? But this is really hard, and there's no guarantee that they'll actually make it. So anything you could do... We would really, really appreciate... latest news is that Alicia Dixon fell off the mountain earlier. She's fine.
What?
Well, she fell off... just fell over.
Right.
And it says that she went behind some bushes and slipped over a ledge. But she's fine. That's not the way you want to go if you're Alicia Dixon.
No.
With trousers around your ankles, is it?
Well, how do you know that's why she slipped behind the bush?
Well, why else would she go behind some bushes?
She might have seen some fascinating fauna.
There's no time to look at fauna, chappers.
Isn't there?
They've got to get to the top of that mountain.
Well, I don't know. Okay.
Anyway, Alicia's fine.
Good.
And she's pulled her trousers back up.
Were her trousers around her ankles where she actually
I'm
fell over?
I'm making it up.
Well, you just... sound like you know a lot about it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We're waiting to hear from the people on the Red Nose Climb. Basically, when the phone goes, we just speak to them. So it may not be very smooth, but we're just waiting to hear from Chris and the team, all right?
Okay.
And as soon as we...
Will it be Alicia from behind a bush?
We can ask.
Okay.
Now, sometimes this next bit is called What Are Those Kids and Old People on About? But today it's What Are Those Old People on About? But I don't have a jingle for that, so I'll just cough and then you'll be able to get the idea.
What are those kids and old people on about?
All right.
You could have timed that slightly better.
What and
you
are need... those kids and old people
that's
on about?
We've been to the Old People Drop-In Centre once again, where they drop in of an afternoon, just have a chat with each other. They play poker, drink tequila, do jigsaws, that kind of thing. And we showed them some pictures of some very famous celebrities, and they described them. Feel free to play along at home or on the way home from work. So some they know who they are, these people, and some they look and go, no idea, right? But they just say what they see. So I play you what they said, and you guess who they're on about,
okay.
Right? Here on...
What are those people on about?
Now, this one is... this one's quite easy, I think, just to start you off, right? Who is this that the old people are talking about?
Oh, look at his face. Is it all lines? Look.
Yeah, so he's got lots of lines. All right.
Right.
But I think his face is very lined. Isn't it? Even around the chins is all lines and that.
I'd like you to have a guess.
Is it me?
It's not you,
right?
No,
okay,
no.
But it's always a safe bet somewhere on this.
No, it's not. Okay, lots of lines, even round the chins. Notice
even
that chin,
round the chins.
Chins was plural there.
Even round the chins is all lines, yeah. Isn't it?
Yep. So lines on his face and more than one chin.
All right, is it?
I think it's obvious, this one.
Is it James Corden?
Another clue.
He's got rather a fat face.
Untidy.
He's very untidy.
Has a lot to say for himself.
Okay, so fat, untidy, lines on his face, a lot to say for himself. Who could that be?
Another clue. This is only a guess, and I'm not saying I would agree with them. Is it Chris?
Chris Moyles? Mm. No.
He uses lots of swear words.
He loves to swear, but he's, as I say, he's a marvellous chef, though.
Oh, you see?
Is it Gordon Ramsay?
It is Gordon Ramsay. It's so obvious when you know.
Oh, look at his face. Is it all lines? Look, he's got rather a fat face. He loves to swear. He's a marvellous chef, though.
There we are. Gordon Ramsay, see?
So many people got that right.
Yeah.
Straight away. How did they get that? What? He doesn't have a fat face.
It's obvious when you know.
Oh, look at his face. Is it all lines? Look. He's got rather a fat face. He likes to swear. He's a marvellous chef, though.
There we are. Gordon Ramsay. Got it eventually?
Yeah.
You'll get this one straight away. You ready for
I hate
this one?
The fact that you think this game is easy, whereas you've actually never played it. You just sit over there. You have the answers.
All right, son.
Well, I'm just saying.
Next one.
Got long arms.
Yeah.
Got long arms?
Yeah.
Is it the Spurs goalkeeper, Halo Gomez? Because he has ridiculous... His nickname, I think, is the Octopus.
Right. Not him, no.
No, okay.
Okay, so they've got long arms.
Looks like there's a girl that would go swimming. And things like that.
So long
it's
arms.
A girl with long arms. Who looks
like
she might
go swimming and things like that.
And things like that.
Yeah.
Girl with
think
long arms.
Think about it. Come on, it's easy. Long arms.
Claudia
swimming.
Winkleman.
Claudia Winkleman.
Yeah.
Nope.
I wish I had a figure, and I'm 91.
So long arms, swimming, and 91-year-old women want to be just like her.
Is it the Queen?
Once again, obvious when you hear all the clues. Paris Hilton.
Looks like there's a girl that would go swimming.
Got long arms.
I wish I had a figure and I'm 91.
You see, when you hear
Does she have long arms, Paris Hilton?
Quite long, yeah.
Is it safe to Google
and massive
find
feet.
Out?
Really big feet.
Does she?
Yeah.
Well, you've spent a lot more time with her than I have.
Right. Next one. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh! He's the swimming bloke. He's very brown, very tanned. He's quite nice looking.
Pleasant face.
He's got a nice smile.
Nice physique.
Nice smile, isn't he?
I like that one's like, nice smile. Yeah, nice physique, though.
It was the start. Just play the start of them again.
Oh!
Just fell off a chair, I think.
I was going to say. Has she just put a wrong piece in the jigsaw?
Oh!
So she's thinking about
swimmer.
His nice physique. Any clues?
He's a swimmer.
A swimming man, got a
swimming
tan.
A swimming man, got a tan. Michael Phelps.
Must be some kind of heartthrob because obviously the noise they make when they first see him is a...
Oh!
Yeah. Anybody else?
Dale Winton.
I'll give you another clue.
I should think he's in his late 20s, early 30s.
He could be his name. He's got a lovely figure.
I've never seen
all the girls made their names in that.
He looks nice. With all his lovely clothes on.
So, late 20s, early 30s. Looks nice with
his
lovely clothes
on. It's very difficult to come up with names when you're just hearing some old women pesting over a photo of an athletic man.
He looks nice with all his lovely clothes on.
So, looks nice with his clothes on.
I should think he's in his late 20s, early 30s.
Yep. He's about late 20s, early 30s.
All the girls made their names in that.
All the girls made their names in that.
Hey? All the girls made their names that. I'm going to get somebody suggest this on the text, even though he's not a swimmer, but I'm going on the tanned thing. I'm going to go Gavin Henson, Mr. Charlotte Church.
There's a little bit kind of division between the old ladies on how old this person actually is, though.
I should think he's in his late 20s, early 30s.
How old do you think he looks?
60.
So my being his late 20s might be 60. Looks good with all his clothes on. Nice head of hair, and the girls made their names in that.
The girls made their
and he makes ladies go...
The Hoff.
Is the correct answer. Well done. That's really good.
Only because I'm thinking that, you know, you'll have picked people that are some way relevant to you.
I know.
And right, you did.
It's 10 to 5 on Radio 1. We'll come back, I think, to what are those old people on about, because I think we may be having a call very soon from Mount Kilimanjaro next.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, Tanzania.
Hi.
Hello, Scott Mills.
Hiya.
Hiya.
I was a bit confused then because I didn't realise that our boss was with you.
What? You didn't know Andy was with us?
No, I didn't know that.
That's nice, isn't it, Andy? They miss you a lot and they've noticed that you're gone.
It's nice that...
Right, you can play whatever you want, Scott.
I'm gonna... It's nice that they didn't recognise my voice when I said hello to him.
Oh, lovely.
That's
we're missing you too.
How's it going?
Yeah, do you know what? It's honestly, it's a mixture of brilliant and absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
Right.
As we speak to you now, we're 3 hours ahead. It's really, really windy. It's
raining.
Lashing it down with rain.
It's pretty cold as well, isn't it, tonight?
We're all filthy dirty. And it's going to be absolutely freezing tonight. So on a scale of 1 to 10 of enjoyment, for
but
me,
today was
it's
good.
A 1.
Today was a great day, though, wasn't it, Chris?
No.
It was, come on.
No.
Well, we did about 6 hours of walking and...
About seven.
And it was all really, really uphill. But yeah, it was a good sort of test for the rest of it. It just feels like we've got so much more to do. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So many more days ahead of us. And we've seen the summit today.
Oh,
we can actually see the top of the mountain and that is really daunting. Miles away.
Terrible.
Can I ask how Alicia is, please? Because there's reports that she fell off the mountain whilst with her trousers around her ankles behind a bush.
Yeah, she had a wee and then went sort of tumble backwards, really.
Yeah, it's been a day of disaster today. She fell down the mountain. Denise snapped her walking stick in half.
I
Fern's
nosebleed.
Had a nosebleed. And I haven't had a poo yet and I might have to do it in the dark. So,
you had a poo at all?
No, this morning I went.
Well, that's all right, you done one.
Yeah, but Ben Shepherd's like two poos before breakfast.
Yeah, but he's SAS pooing it up, isn't he? Just do your own pace of pooing.
The thing is, right, this is actually really difficult.
Well, there's that satellite delay problem now. Let me just say this. I've got to say this. You, Scott, this climb we're doing, you would hate it.
You would.
I know.
You really would.
Fair play to you.
There's no wine up here, that's for sure.
No. Oh. So, is Gary all right? What's happening with him?
I tell you what.
Hey, do you know what? I'm all right. It's just my back is a little bit tingly.
I like a little nap all the time.
Oh, my God. Scott, I've never known anybody sleep so much.
He's sleeping.
We get to camp and people go, hey, there's our tents. He's in. Bang, gone. Asleep.
Wow. He misses the snacks and the tea every time.
Yeah.
Of course,
but he's all right. His back's it's not perfect, but he's all right. I mean, he's not out of the woods yet. He's doing all right. But so often it gives him a lot of grief. So, fingers crossed, he'll be okay.
A couple of us are sort of getting altitude awareness, I'd call it today, aren't we? A few of us have got headaches, and you just get a few symptoms from but you feel a bit nauseous. And
so, where are you at the moment?
Right?
Are you in camp?
We're in Andy Parfitt's tent.
Yeah,
it's raining.
You know what can you see? What can you see?
See nothing. It's pitch.
We've got our head torches
black.
On. Pitch black.
Oh, hang on
a second.
We've
got a visitor.
One of the guys.
Hello.
One of the guys is coming up.
Okay, it's fine.
Okay, yeah.
We've just been told it's raining, which we're quite aware of.
He just wants us to blow the equipment up.
Someone just came in to say it's raining.
Yeah.
It's raining. We have equipment, though. That's someone. He doesn't want the equipment to get ruined by the rain. He doesn't. He doesn't understand that we're on a portable ISDN unit broadcasting back to Radio 1. He is not aware of that.
Bless. Here's my favourite text from somebody called Neil, who says, "Did Fern say it was all uphill today? What does she expect? I thought she was climbing a mountain."
No.
Aha!
Mr. Neil.
That's a silly question from Neil.
Because tomorrow we're actually on a plateau.
Oh.
So tomorrow, a lot of it, we're going around the mountain because we're on the back of it at the moment. We need to get around the side that we're going to climb up. So Neil, we're going to be climbing around on a flat bit for a while, and there'll be ups and downs. Today was ups and downs as well. Actually, there was a lot of up, then a bit down.
The ups were horrible.
The ups were very, very,
very steep.
But But the nearer we get to the summit, the more up and the less plateau it will be.
Yeah. And there's a cafe at the top anyway, so...
Right.
It's not, there's nothing at the top.
I know.
There's a manky old sign which went up like 30 years ago and is hanging off the bolts.
I saw a mouse today. That was quite exciting. A four-stripe back mouse. That was about as exciting as it got.
I hate it today, Scott.
You didn't like it, did you? I can tell in your voice.
I want to go home. I'm really not enjoying it. And do you know what? This is only night two. We've got another 6 days.
The food's going to be a banana and custard for pudding.
It's not helping, I've got to be honest.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Quite happy today because guess what's happening tonight? The fish are finally leaving my house after 2 years.
It'll be a motor, you're having a sort of leaving
We're having
party.
A little send-off for them, yeah. No, we're not. No, but like the whole thing's going to like those weird... You know when we did Scott Cam, those weird lizard fish thing?
Yeah.
And the two goldfish that are always... They look like they're about to die but never do. They're off tonight.
Right.
And maybe I will miss them in a funny kind of way because it's been 2 years now.
What are you going to fill that space with?
I don't know.
A ferret house.
There's not going to be... we've been through this before.
If ferret lives in a... If ferrets live in a house, of course.
This is because my flatmate split up with his girlfriend and is part of the settlement
she won the custody battle of the fish
because she likes them
does he get access rights? You know?
I think every other weekend
they'll come round
yeah, so that'd be fine.
So you'll still see them?
I'll still see them, but it's just not going to be the same. I can't wait. Talking of animals, tomorrow Napoleon the parrot appears to be on this show.
Honestly,
who'd have thought it?
Is this a special nature week we're doing?
Podcast.
It's Radio 1. Oh, what's the Karen's coming up? Steve?
Yep.
Where are you?
In Bolton.
How can I help?
On Saturday, I tried sitting down in a lift like you did last week, and it wasn't as fun as you made it sound out.
You tried sitting down in a lift?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's brilliant idea. I did it again at the weekend.
I didn't think so, no.
Which lift? Where did you try it?
At the Selfridges in Manchester.
Did you go up or down?
We went up. Right from the bottom to the top, and it wasn't as good.
Well, what were you expecting, exactly?
I was expecting more of a thrill than what you made it sound like.
How many floors was that?
Six.
Wow.
Mm. So you'd think they'd be quite good lifts in Selfridges and Manchester, wouldn't you? You'd think you'd get the effect from that.
Especially with all the price of the stuff they have.
Well, that's not really anything to do with the lift, though, is it? Oh, I'm sorry you were disappointed.
Did you only try it on the way up, not on the way down?
No, I had it on the way down as well, but it still wasn't good.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I built it up to be more than it was, but I still very much enjoy it.
Were you on your own in the lift at this point, or were other shoppers in there at the same time?
No, me and a friend tried it.
Right.
But yeah, just you and your mate, nobody else?
No, no.
All right, okay. Well, I'm sorry that you're disappointed.
Okay.
I love you.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye.
Yep. He doesn't.
I love you back.
No, I'm not going to get that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Looks like you're on your own today, chappers, for What's Occurring, so you might win.
Yes.
Oh, What's Occurring?
Please play along if you like.
Oh.
81199.
Oh, What's Occurring?
What's Occurring?
I'm just thinking, although I'm playing on my own, is there going to be some hilarious twist here whereby I still somehow manage to lose? Is this how you've designed it?
No.
Okay.
Are you ready for your first situation today on Oh, What's Occurring?
Bring it on. Feeling
okay,
confident.
Oh, What's Occurring?
You know spooks?
I love spooks.
I know. Loads of people do. Can't wait for new series. Do you think I'd make a good spook?
No.
Why?
Well, because they have to go undercover and they have to be kind of... subtle and sort of melt into the background.
I'm not subtle, is it?
No, I'm saying you are subtle, but I'm saying, you know, you don't want to be hiding in a sort of darkened room, maybe behind the curtains to catch an evil terrorist or something, and they come into the room and just see some kind of orange hue with a white sparkle from behind the curtain.
I think I'd make quite a good spook because, you know, it's...
Also, you're rubbish at keeping secrets.
There is that. It's MI5, not 9 to 5, isn't it?
It is.
And
yeah.
I don't work 9 to 5, no. I'm more 4 till 7, so I think that I'd be good. I do have time.
Well, what would you do for the hour crossover?
I don't know.
Also, you have to kind of be tough and not succumb to torture and all of that kind of stuff, whereas all they'd have to do is give you a glass of white wine and you'd spill all the secrets that you know.
That is also true. But I went onto the street earlier, one street in particular. Which street would that be?
Would that be Stupid Street?
That's right.
Or have you gone down Camp Cul-de-sac?
No, I went down Stupid today.
Right.
And I pretended to be doing a survey for a radio station.
Mm.
But then, I told them that I was a spy.
Oh, my God.
Out of the five people I asked...
None.
How many believed me that I was an actual spook?
None. None.
Not one?
None. And there can't be that stupid... I know it's Stupid Street, but there really can't be that stupid a person on Stupid Street.
None out of five?
None, none, none.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me pretending to do a survey for a radio station, but then telling people I'm a spook on Stupid Street. Can I ask you a quick question? Thank you. Now, just ignore me, OK? Don't be alarmed. I'm actually working for MI5. I'm a spook.
Right.
OK. Now, just act normal. I need your help. Would you... I'm pretending to do a survey on the street.
Yep.
OK, but I'm not actually doing that at all. Will you do me a favour, and on this number, will you tell Vladimir that the crow flies west over Moscow?
The crow flies west over Moscow.
Just tell him that on the phone. Should be an answer phone.
You are.
Hello? The crow flies west over Moscow.
Vladimir, leave your
message. Who's talking?
Yes.
The crow flies west over Moscow.
Thank you. You've done your country a big favour. Thank you. Thank you.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
You are absolutely kidding me.
And that message from Vladimir is still on one of the phones upstairs. So I just had that on speed dial on my phone.
This is Vladimir. Leave your message. Yes.
Yes. It's quite calm, isn't he, Vladimir?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd recruit her as a spy, though. Should be an answer phone.
Hello? The crow flies west over Moscow.
Vladimir, leave your
message. He's talking.
Oh, he's talking.
But she actually started talking whilst it was still ringing,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
So, I think... Do you think that's a... I think she believed me.
I think she did.
So
I
that's
can't
do one that. Next... The squirrel burrows only in a flower bed. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Is it a riddle?
No, you're supposed to say when he's looking for the acorns.
When he's looking for the acorns.
So it is you?
Yeah, it's me.
You are Deep Throat. I'm Longstocking.
How you doing, mate?
You know MI5, not 9 to 5?
Yeah, yeah.
You must tell Vladimir that it is now safe to proceed. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't think he had a clue what was going on there, did he?
You could have given yourself any spy nickname in the world and you called yourself Longstocking.
Yeah.
So it is you?
Yeah, it's me.
You are Deep Throat. I'm Longstocking.
How you doing, mate?
You know MI5, not 9 to 5? Do you think he believed I was a spy?
Well, he kind of went along with it, didn't he?
Okay. So that's two people now believe that I'm a spook. Next! Okay, just act normally, okay? I need your help.
Okay.
Okay? I'm actually working for MI5.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all week.
I'm actually working for MI5. Straight away, the laugh is there.
That's the funniest thing I've heard all week.
That's a no. Two so far. Next! Hi. I'm actually working for MI5.
Right.
No, you're not.
I'm a spook. Are you Deep Throat? It's not you, is it?
No.
I am Longstocking, but you're not. You're not Deep Throat.
No.
Promise me you won't say anything about this conversation.
I promise.
Because I am MI5, not 9 to 5.
Okay.
I don't really think she believed me either, did she?
Or whoever was with her.
That was her husband, I think. Okay, good. Next. Now, if you just act normally, I'm actually working for MI5.
Sorry, what?
I'm working for MI5.
Oh, really?
I'm a spook. Will you do me a favour?
Yes.
This is an important message. Will you just tell Vladimir on this number that the crow flies west over Moscow?
Crow flies...
No,
this is Vladimir. Leave
Hello?
Your message. Yes?
A crow flies west... What? Sorry.
The crow flies west over Moscow.
Oh, God. Crow flies west over Moscow.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Right.
That, she could have completely ruined national security.
I think
there.
She's really has, yeah.
Hello? Your message. Yes.
A crow flies at west flew. What? Sorry.
So three people believe that I was a spy.
Are you taking the last one, are you?
Yeah, I'm having that. You're still winning. I know.
Oh! What's occurring?
Hello? Your message. Yes.
A crow flies at west flew. What? Sorry.
No.
The people on Sheepy Street never fail to,
I know,
to disappoint, really.
Next one, you know Mr. T?
Yes.
How brilliant was he on Friday?
He's just my favourite guest ever.
Yeah.
Ever. He was such a top man.
I urge you to download the podcast if you haven't already. There's a Mr. T podcast there now. So if you missed the madness that was Mr. T, the whirlwind that was Mr. T, it's now available at Radio 1 Online. And it's free. He does like to talk about himself, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But here's my question to you. On Friday's show, when Mr. T was our guest, how many times did he refer to himself in the third person? Right, Mr. T this, Mr. T that, even though he is actual Mr. T.
Now, that's probably a lot. Oh, I would say maybe 30.
You think 30 times?
Yeah, but somehow it seemed all right, him doing it.
Yeah, it's allowed with him.
But yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Mr. T talking about himself in the third person.
Is Mr. T my real name? Come on, Mr. T, we gotta go over here. We gotta go over there. Hell. Because people be saying, Mr. T hurt my arm. Who's gonna straighten up the man better than Mr. T? Hey, Mr. T, you ain't nothing. Hey, Mr. T, you a chump. Mr. T not good at sing-along.
No.
You know, see, Mr. T's a smart guy. This way you get a chance to see who Mr. T really is. Put him in the Mr. T torture test. You know, they said, wow, Mr. T, can I have another one? I used to wear your Mr. T pajamas, you know.
They were Mr. T pajamas?
Yeah. They were Mr. T pajamas, Mr. T lunch pails. Oh, man, we used to rack them up. Mr. T cartoon show. Man, Mr. T dolls. And one guy told me, Mr. T, and the people called and said, hey, let's get Mr. T to the White House. I gave her a Mr. T doll. I said, my first name is Mr. My middle name is that period. My last name is T. Some pity fool laugh at Mr. T.
21, Chappers.
Yeah, close enough.
My first name is Mr. My middle name is that period. My last name is T.
Is my favourite bit, I think.
Pity the fool laugh at Mr. T.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
Pity the fool laugh at Mr. T.
So Chappers wins today's what's occurring?
Can I just make a point about you being a spy?
Yeah.
Quite a few people have pointed out that let's not forget when you were last involved in a high-speed car chase, you hid on your back seat of your car.
Oh, yeah, there is also that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, we were talking to the mountain folk earlier, Chris Moores and Fern Cotton, mm-hmm, up Kilimanjaro. We didn't do the end of what are those old people on about. And I imagine that loads of people have been texting in going, oh, who was the last celebrity, Scott? You didn't play it. So we'll do that after
six. So we've got one more to do, have we?
Yeah. What we do is we go to an old people drop-in centre, we show them pictures of famous celebrities, and they have to describe them, and then you guess who they are. We've already had Paris Hilton.
Looks like there's a girl that would go swimming.
Got long arms.
I wish I had a figure, and I'm 91.
Yeah, so old women want to be her, Paris Hilton. And then the Hoff.
Oh!
That's when we showed her the picture of the Hoff. She just went like that.
Oh! He's the swimming bloke. He's very brown, very tanned. He's quite nice looking.
Pleasant face.
He's got a nice smile.
Nice physique.
Nice smile, isn't he?
She was all about the body, that one, wasn't she?
She was,
nice,
yeah. Physique.
No, I said nice smile. And a bit confused about how old he was as well.
I should think he's in his late 20s, early 30s.
How old do you think he looks?
60?
Could be late 20s, could be 60.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we had to speak to Chris and Fern and the Kilimanjaro lot who were climbing up a mountain earlier, so we didn't finish this.
What are those old people on about?
What are those old people on about? What we've done is we've gone to visit some actual old people.
You make it sound like it was an inconvenience to talk to them because it interrupted your game.
No, it's just kind of, you know, like when they call, we've got to speak to them.
We certainly have.
Yeah. So it is the return of...
What are those and old people on about?
We've already shown these old people some pictures of famous people.
Yeah.
And they describe what they see, and then you try and guess who the celebrity is. They've already described Paris Hilton.
Got long arms.
Long arms?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Hoff. Who does something strange to the old lady. And Gordon Ramsay.
She sounds
He's got rather a fat face. Untidy.
He's very untidy.
Has a lot to say for himself.
Fat face, untidy. Gordon Ramsay. So easy, this game. Right, I've got one more.
Yeah.
We'll show them a picture of somebody else.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here come your clues from the old people.
I know him, but I can't remember his name off the telly.
Right, so...
She was off again with her funny noise at the start.
So he's off the telly, okay. Might need more clues than that.
You?
No.
And he makes... When he's doing his programme, he does funny faces, you know.
Well, actually, it might be me. Funny faces.
That does sound like you.
He's 40.
No?
He's 40, at least.
Glasses, livers in world, glasses.
Yes, come with the NA. Look alike him.
Does she say... So I think she says it's comedy in it.
Yes, comedy in it.
Comedy in it. And does she say I look a bit like him?
Look alike.
I look like him.
Look alike.
Right. So it's somebody with glasses off the telly makes funny faces. About 40. Looks like an old lady. And it's comedy in it.
Is it you with some glasses on?
No.
Are you sure?
I look an old lady.
Oh, but you do look 40 then.
No.
That's what you
did. In summary...
Off the telly. Funny faces, you know. He's 40, at least.
Who?
It's definitely not you.
No!
Dale Winton.
See, I'll tell you, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah.
But I just couldn't get... all I had was an image of you in glasses in my head. That was putting me off.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
I'm very much looking forward to the show tomorrow because an actual parrot will be doing the Scott Mills show with us. You know, we were trying to replace Becky ages ago. Well, she's off again this week. So we're getting Napoleon the parrot in tomorrow afternoon from 4 o'clock. A lot of you thought this was one of the funniest things you heard. We were doing Parrot Idol a while ago and we were trying to find this parrot to replace Becky. None of them talks apart from Napoleon. And this is, well, as far as we know so far, what Napoleon says.
Napoleon.
So he says his name a lot.
Napoleon.
And there's various, like, parrot noises. Like that. He also says, I'm going to fart. Quite a lot. In between.
Napoleon.
And... And he also says... goodbye. So, Napoleon, I'm going to fart. Noises, random noises, and goodbye. It's more phrases than Becky's got. Also... Napoleon will be bringing his own Apollo with him. He's not coming up on his own for the day, from Devon. And that's tomorrow afternoon from 4 o'clock on Radio 1 with actual Napoleon the Parrot. I cannot wait!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.